no Todd here. There is no horse.
Mother and son, come in the front of me. I give you a fuck you right now.
And you're a son of a dog.
First of all, I don't appreciate this tone that you're holding with me. I don't owe you money. My dad does for some strange reason.
I'll punch you in the face.
Shut up, bastard.
Yeah, fuck. Fuck you, bastard.
Fuck you, bastard.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision. An astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and careless, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Hey, everybody. Hey, stupid people. Hello, my friends. I'm only getting the right side of my audio here. I think I hit a button machine. Let's see if I... Is this the right one? No. One of these here will fix that. Which one is it? There's one here. Yeah, fix that other way. There we go, a little better. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is here. I am Carlito, your host. Milkman is in the background with a French hooker. All right. Hello, Milkman.
Hermanito, que fue?
All right.
How you doing, my brother? You're sounding good as ever.
You're sounding happy as
the
ever.
Melodious tone.
Thank you, Milkman. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. You sound good also. You sound nice and hot. Aroused.
Thank you, my friend. The temperature is high.
Le fromage.
And it's only 50 degrees here.
Le fromage, monsieur.
But there's like an extra 210 degrees there, like boiling. So what, that make it 260, the combination? Yeah.
There you
280.
Go.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us tonight. Madhouse Radio will provide you a prank calls, talk, and the like. It'll be a good night tonight, hopefully. Better than the last 2 weeks have been kind of weak. We'll do our thing. If you'd like, you can send in your prank requests. MadhouseLive.com is a place to begin your adventure when it comes to this show. And there you can send your prank requests, of course. If you want to hit up Carlito here. Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. If you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. A whole bunch of ways. And, of course, the Request a Prank form is available, as always, in madhouselive.com. A lot of people have already jumped the gun. So to say, not in a bad way though. I've already, let's say they've already led the pack. Let's be positive. And I've sent in the request to prank, so we got a lot of stuff to get to here tonight. Things to talk about, perhaps. iPad gets released at midnight. Walmart announced earlier tonight they will be opening their doors. Well, they're already open, but they'll start selling the iPad at midnight. As far as, I don't know if any of the other electronic stores, Milkman, I don't know if you know, but I don't know if any of the other electronic stores are doing a midnight sale of the iPad 3. I think I just said 2, I was wrong. 3, iPad 3. I know Walmart's doing that. I don't know if Best Buy or the Apple stores are going to be opening up at 12 midnight tonight. But that's something we can do. We can prank call them and have fun. Walmart's always fun to talk to and have fun with. Right? Milkman, are you there? What's going on? You busy? You getting busy? Yeah? No Milkman? Milkman put us on mute. Milkman's finding the G-spot. All right. You're watching the video. You saw me showing all you guys how to find a G-spot. It's very easy. All the ladies in the chat room can tell you it's a very important thing to know. Ask Dark Strangers. You know, she doesn't have one, probably. I propose to Dark Stranger. UK Ted's in the chat room. Let's hear it for UK Ted, everybody. I just propose a Dark Stranger. I proposition Dark Stranger, maybe. Kiss the little man in the boat, UK Ted says. That's not the G-spot, man. That's the C-spot. What happened today? Something happened today. Oh, yeah, I'm wearing the magic hat because you probably be jerks in the chat room don't give a care about basketball and NBA and the Orlando Magic, but I sure as hell do. And I'm happy tonight. I'm drinking, I'm celebrating, and I'm happy tonight. And I'm laughing at all of you out there who are Nets fans. All of you who live in Brooklyn and New York, you can go fuck yourselves. Because Dwight Howard, after lots of hemming and hawing and a lot of drama and bullshit, waived his opt-out for the Orlando Magic and screwed over the Nets, the New Jersey Nets, soon to be the Brooklyn Nets next year, and signed with the Orlando Magic. He didn't sign. He's just committed to the Orlando Magic for the rest of this season and next season, so take that, you fucking bastards. You fucking New York trash people. I'll voice that. I hope no one from New York listens to the show. No, I'm kidding. Nothing wrong with people from New York listening to the show and watching the show. Nothing wrong with that. I agree. Big Zyklon's on the line. Zyklon's our NBA analyst. Any thought on that, on the whole Dwight Howard drama this afternoon?
Oh, I was going to say more on NFL, but I would say Dwight Howard going to Magic, good for you, but I'm more concerned about the Peyton Manning saga, and I would say right now, 95% certain he's going to the Tennessee Titans.
Is it
they signed Steve Hutchinson earlier today, so they got someone to protect him, keep him from getting re-injured. So
yeah.
That's my pick. Is 95% certainty he's going to the Titans?
I don't understand. So yeah, I mean, I saw the Titans suck. I thought he was all in with Denver. For a while there, and so and I saw the Tennessee Titans. He was talking to four teams, so now it looks like the Titans are getting him. That's
well, what the Titans did is they offered him a front office job after he retires.
Yeah, he's getting long in the tooth, so that makes sense. Maybe a good idea in that way. So I wonder, I heard that Tim Tebow was going to be leaving Denver if Peyton Manning went to Denver. I guess that's not happening now. I don't know if they're
And also, though, is the Peyton Manning has such a big following in Tennessee. I actually live near the University of Tennessee. I actually go over there. That's where Peyton Manning went to college.
Ah.
And Peyton Manning mania is so big in this area. Yeah. I mean, part of it, too, is just the sheer amount of, I'm trying to think of the right word, just hoopla around Peyton Manning in the state of Tennessee.
That's good. That's good. Well, good for him then. He made the right decision. I saw Brandon Marshall sign up with the Chicago Bears, leaving the Miami Dolphins also earlier in the week, and some black guy signed with the Detroit Lions today. Forgot who it was.
Oh, Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
He got a mega deal.
Yeah,
he deserves
got a big
it.
Deal. Yeah, he got a big deal, and he does deserve it. Good point. So there you go. There's sports talk for the day. Well, for the night, rather, for the week. Good to have you on, Zyklon. Thanks for joining. Milkman, are you back yet? Or what happened to Milkman? I don't hear him. Let me call him back. My cat Dobby's here hanging out with me tonight. Sometimes he gets in the mood to hang out while I do the show. He's next to me.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being
reached. He kept opening
the
door, so I just let him in. I was laying down inside the bed. On the bed. Not inside of it. We'll get Milkman here and do some prank calls. What happened? Why are you not talking? Why I had to hang up?
Yeah, man.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay. So, yep. I'm just going to be on hold for a minute because, I'm working right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bro. I'll be back.
Right. Milkman's on hold. There you go. Secret hold. Anyway, so we got a request here. Request a prank, rather. Let's take a look here. UK Godfather sent in a number, and he says, me, who is it?
Hey, Mono.
Yeah?
I'm with this hot dog gang girl that wants to rape me right this second.
Well, let me hear it, then.
She wants to suck my dick.
Well, let's hear it, dude. I'm serious. Play it on the radio.
Yeah.
Play it on
you
the
don't
radio.
Want to hear it, man, because it's going to get ugly.
That's fine. Let's hear it. Let's hear
but
it.
Trust me on this one.
You right. should. You should let. Well, why don't you finger her then, and let's hear that. That'd be cool. Nothing wrong with that.
Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Okay. Well, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
You know, your buddy right here might not have told you the whole story, but it's true. I'm
okay.
Bulgarian. Uh-huh. I UC Berkeley student, double major,
uh-huh.
and I would like to suck his dick.
Right.
So you are interfering. Okay.
Hey, will you masturbate on the
I'm
phone?
I'm sorry.
Will you masturbate on the phone?
Oh, hermano.
Will she masturbate? We want to hear her masturbating on the phone.
All right, brother.
Well,
so,
come on. Don't all right, me. Come
love
on.
You. Love you, man. I'm talking a little
come
bit.
Come on. No,
okay?
Let her talk. Play with herself.
Too.
Play
we
with
love
herself.
You.
Let her play with herself on the phone. I want to hear that.
Yep.
Oh, man. This sucks.
You want?
Sucks. Now, Milkman's going to get head. We aren't going to be able to hear it. I just wanted to hear Milkman getting head because I imagine it sounded like, whoa. Imagine what that sounds like. Good God. Wow. Anyway. Well, that was weird. Milkman. I never thought Milkman had that in him. Yes, guys, he did find a Bulgarian French lady of the night on Craigslist, and he's been hanging out with her all day. I thought they would be done hanging out already, but apparently they're not. So we get to listen to that.
Oh, I put a number in Skype that maybe worth it, maybe not. It yeah. says it's 24 hours a day. It's like a UK mission or something in India. Call them and like ask them what Banshoot is.
Okay, sounds good. UK mission in India. All right, we're gonna. I just want to make a quick announcement. I'm gonna be holding off on calling these cell phones in the UK because they cost way too much. They're 25 cents a minute, a quarter a dollar a minute. Our UK fans are sending in lots of cell phone numbers. I can't call them. They're way too expensive to be calling, man. That's what killed the show last week because Skype does the auto recharge, but it takes them like 30 minutes for the auto recharge credits to kick in every time for me, at least. I don't know why, but it does. And I had to cut the show off a little earlier than I wanted to last week. You can send in UK numbers and all, just not cell phones. UK Ted taught me the trick. If it has starts with a 7 or a 9, it is a cell phone. That's not going to work out for the show. I do apologize, Red Sloth, man. They can't do it, man. It'll kill us. Make a note of that. All right, we'll call this number in India then. Funny enough, it's cheaper to call a number in India than it is to call a cell phone in the UK. I can't explain why. It's retarded, but that's the way of the world, guys. What can you do? All right, so UK thing in India. Will it connect? What did it say? Invalid phone number. I need a country code, I think. Zyquan, can you clean that number? Can you add a country code? I'm really bad at the country codes, man. I know it's like 011 and then something.
Okay, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. I wish I knew how to do it, but I do know. I've done it before. It's just been so long. I've been, you know, whatever. Why even explain it? Maybe these are all cell phone numbers. Alex the Man, David Harris. None of these are going to work. None of these work. Ask if Ping Pong, that's his nickname, is there, and then ask him about table tennis.
What's the country code for the UK? Is it 020?
No, it's 44, I believe.
Okay, because I got a number. It's like I'll post it in the Skype chat, but I don't know what exactly is up with it.
All right, give it a shot. Or if you're in the chat, I don't know if you're in the IRC chat room, you can send it to Nunu, and he knows how to scrub the numbers, as I like to call.
Okay,
him.
Yeah, I'll send it to Nunu.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Thank you for calling LLGS, our helpline for the LGBT community. The helpline is now closed, but is open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Well, Red Sloth, man, you sent in a number for a place that isn't open and hasn't been open for about 5 hours now in the U.K. So thank you. Good work. Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah, I sent it to Nunu.
All right.
Actually, I think I may have just sent it to the whole chat room.
You did send it to the whole chat room.
Oh, well.
No big deal. Someone will get it taken care of. No worries. We're good. I wonder what time it is in, of an 8-hour difference probably in India, I'm guessing.
I don't know. This is the first one I was looking at was India. This is like the Indian embassy in the UK.
Okay. All right.
I figured that like an embassy or something, we could get through and probably get them to like do something when we say some bad words.
All right. Sounds good. All right. BBC are selling their London headquarters and moving to brand new offices and studios near Manchester. So the BBC headquarters is for sale. I should call, Nunu sending this in, I should call as a confused American trying to buy the whole BBC and try to find a price in dollars, not pounds. Say I want to buy the BBC radio station for Pakistanis and the deal because that is shit. There's a BBC radio for Pakistanis. What? Okay. Whatever you say. Speaking of radio, news story I read today that absolutely cracked me up. There was a private radio station in my old hometown of Orlando. A pirate radio station that was being run by two members of the Blood Gang, of the Bloods. And they were advertising where to buy weed, where to buy other drugs, where to get the good hookers in town, and were getting paid to read ads for other gangs of such.
That's awesome.
And we're taking shout-outs and posing questions like, how do you fold your bandana? A.K.A. how do you fold your flag? What hood you represent? Stuff like that. They got shut down by the SWAT team this morning. And are facing $10,000 fines from the FCC. Hello? Hello? BBC? I think they sold already. Let's try them again.
BBC Swiss Paul.
Yes, hi. I called before there was a little bit of trouble. What happened? What's your problem? Hello?
Hey, how can I help?
Yeah, what's that noise on the phone?
What noise on what phone, say?
Wait, well, you got a problem? You got a fan on? What's going on? What the hell? Sounds like on a cell phone. They're like in the process of moving right now.
Maybe because I had my mic muted.
You switch one?
Yeah. Hi. Are you guys in the process of being moved or something right now?
No.
The BBC is moving to a different office.
Well, it's part of it's moving to Salford, certainly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I was calling to make an offer on the building.
Right. It's 2:30 a.m. at the moment, so there's not going to be anybody you can speak to at this
time. Yeah, I know. But so the BBC is going out of business finally. We got you guys for all the lies that you've been saying. I hung up. They've always been kind of rude with us here at the BBC. We can get them going. Hang on.
Morning, BBC Switchboard.
So how soon are you going to go out of business?
Oh, dear.
Dear?
Probably about the same time as you get a brain in your head.
Yeah, I love the BBC.
Wow. That was pretty good. That was funny.
BBC Switchboard?
Yes, hello. Is this breathy BBC man? Hi. Yes, sir. There's like two. There's the one guy who's got the fan going.
Ask them if they're getting rid of Top Gear, because if they do, then BBC is going to be shit.
BBC Switchboard.
Yes, hi. Can I buy all the copies of Benny Hill before you guys go out of business? Hello? Benny Hill's the shit, man.
I know. Let me talk to him this time. All right. Hello?
Male receptionist. I like that.
Hello? BBC guy?
There's just two. They're on us. We gotta get the other guy. Come on. No, they're just hanging right up. That sucks. We've had so much fun with the BBC. Well, we'll call later. Lucy Fillmore had a good idea. Chastised them for being male receptionists. I really like that, Lucy Fillmore. I like some of your ideas. Lucy Fillmore, I did notice you have your own prank call podcast, which you call a prank cast also, like mine. I don't understand what's up with that. So I'm serving you with a cease and desist order. Just kidding. You can call it whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Lucy Fillmore, give out the website for your prank cast there. Your Lucy Fillmore prank cast. I saw you had some prank calls on there. And some songs, too. Sounds interesting. Sounds like a plan. All right, Nunu, you had a good idea. They're not answering right now. We'll give them a few minutes and try them back. BBC is always fun. Ending before 20, giving us a heads up, we are streaming live on prankarchive.com. All right, good. That's good. What is that, Shoutcast? What is that, Enigma 420? Help me out here. Let me know. Prankarchive.com. Welcome to the Madhouse Radio Network. We also are on, of course, cactiradio.com. That's Zyklon's favorite station. And Blue Planet Radio, Blue Planet Pranks, Blue Planet Prank Radio. BluePlanetPrankRadio.com. All right? I think that's it. Welcome all of you for listening and those watching on the live stream feed over at MadhouseLive.com and at Livestream.com. I never pay attention to that chat room. If you're in live stream and you're like chatting away and you're wondering why no one's talking back to you, we don't watch that chat room. You need to be over at the chat room on MadhouseLive.com. There's a big button there that says chat. That's where you need to be. Because we just use live stream for the video. Other than that, we don't give a shit. Ken one reminding me we're on the Meatspin Network. That's right, Meatspin Radio, Meatspin.com.
Also, Mudfall.com, but don't go to those sites.
Nope, and BlueWaffle.net. Blue Waffle Prank Call Radio. Blue Waffle Night Radio Net.
Okay, I just found a number that's probably worth calling. It is the MPARIAA Anti-Piracy Hotline.
Hey! I'm Jack Valente.
Somebody seriously needs to... Yeah, those guys are such fucking douchebags. They need to get prank called all the time.
Let's do it. What is it? No what? 1-800
no... No copies.
No copies. How cocky.
Calling the RIAA MPAA hotline, your source to report the piracy of music and movies. Para hablar con alguien en español, por favor, oprima el uno. If you're not calling to report piracy, you have reached an incorrect phone number. Please check your number and dial again. Otherwise, please press zero or remain on the line and they...
Thank you for calling the MPAA hotline. This is Josh. How may I help you?
Yeah, what's up, yo? Hello?
Well, how may I help you?
Yeah, this is Eddie. Yo, I heard you take information about pirates, yo.
Yes, about piracy. What type of piracy are you calling to report? Movies? Well, music?
Movies and music, yo. This person got movies and music.
Okay, one moment. And are you a member of law enforcement?
No. I'm a member.
Okay, and are you a member of the entertainment industry?
I'm a member of the U.S. military.
Okay, one moment here.
Yo, I'm in the Army.
All right, and could I please have your first name, sir?
Is Eddie Garcia is my name.
Eddie, and that's E-D-D-Y?
Yeah, E-D-D-I-E.
I-E, and your last name is G-A-R-C-I-A?
G-A-R-C-I-A, yeah.
And that you could you repeat that one more time?
G-A-R-C-I-A.
G-A-R-C-I-A, thank you. And could I please have a current email?
Let's see here. That would be Eddie, E-D-D-Y-E. At bluewaffle.net.
And that was Eddie, E-D-D-Y-E, at blue, B-L-U-E, waffle, W-A-F-F-L-E dot net.
Yeah.
Okay, and could I please have a current phone number which you can be reached?
Yeah, 407. Let me see here. 243-8349.
All right, that was 407-2.
Yeah.
And could you repeat those last four digits for me? 8349.
Yeah.
Thank you. And could I please have your current address?
Yo, I don't want to give that. It's supposed to be RAM anonymous, is it?
Okay, one moment. And your current city?
Yo, I'm in Miami. I want to give you the information on the person, yo. It's supposed to be anonymous, it said. Now, if you don't want to do it that way, then forget it.
All right, one moment here. All right, one moment, and just one moment while I just go through some information here. I'm just going to... Okay, and let's see here. And you said this again was...
Yeah.
Is this hard goods, internet piracy,
no,
camcorder, or satellite?
It's movies, man. This guy is playing movies for everybody. Movies and music without paying for it. And then they get to watch it for free. And they don't. You don't pay for the movie. The part of the movie you don't see is free. And then they got the artists on there talking and everything. And you watch it for free. And you don't pay for the music or nothing that they play.
Okay, and that was, do they do that through the internet, or is it actually the hard goods? It's actually materials.
Yo, what's on the TV?
Oh, on the TV? Okay, one moment here.
Yeah, his name is Piers Morgan.
All right, and this is satellite then, through satellite?
Through cable TV, yo. I was watching Piers Morgan, he said, everyone's going to look at this clip. And then they were showing a movie, and then they didn't pay for the movie.
Okay, one moment here. And you said this, once again, could you spell for me the name of the person?
P-I-E-R-S. Morgan. I got a list.
Right, that's P-I. What was that?
I got a list of people. P-I-E-R-S.
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, and then the other person?
And then the other person is Conan, C-O-N-A-N. O'Brien.
Right, that's C-O-N-A-N, last name O-B-R-I-E-N?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Jay Leno.
Okay, and that's J-A-Y and then L-E-N-O?
Yeah, and then David Letterman.
All right, that's David, D-A-V-I-D, last name L-E-T-T-E-R-M-A-N?
Yeah, so what happened is that David Letterman came out and he was like, hey, everybody, I want you to see this part in the movie. And Jonah Hill was there. And Jonah Hill, put that down. J-O-N-A-H. Hill, H-I-L-L.
All right, J-O-N-A-H, H-I-L-L, thank you.
And then, you know that movie 21 Jump Street?
Yes.
It's not even out yet. It's not even out in the movie theater yet. And then David Letterman and Jonah Hill, they were like, yo, we're going to play this movie. And they played like 30 seconds on the movie.
All right, one moment here.
And then MTV had a commercial, and they were showing parts of the movie. Write all this down on the report.
All right, one moment here. All right, and where was the city of occurrence?
Yo, David Lenham is in New York.
Right, and that was New York, New York. One moment.
Yeah. He's in the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York.
All right, one moment here. And how did you become aware of this problem?
I was watching TV. I was watching the David Letterman show.
Okay. All right, one moment here.
And then I have another incident when I went to Red Robin to eat burger, hamburgers.
All right, one moment. And I'm going to refer you to another number, too, for this stuff. One moment here. I have a number that you can call for these other, for the music and stuff. Here we go. And that's
223.
No, it was 1-800-223-2222. Sorry, it's 1-800-223-2328. 2-3, yes, 2-8. Thank you. Is there anything else that I can...
800-2328.
Yep, perfect. Thank you. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, Red Robin.
All right, yep, and if you call that number, they'll be able to assist you with that.
Did you know that Red Robin has all-you-can-eat French fries?
Yep, and you have a great day, sir.
Listen, what was your name?
Josh.
Josh, how do you spell that?
That is J-O-S-H.
Yeah. Okay, I need you to write down one more thing. Do you still have your report there?
Actually, I already submitted that first report.
Can you amend the report?
What was that you needed me to put in, sir?
Well, get the report ready, and I'll let you amend it.
Okay, and what was that report?
Your report that you just put in for David Letterman.
Okay. All right, and what else did you need to add to that, sir?
Josh made rude comments.
Sir, is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Yeah, you need to add that to the report that Josh made rude comments.
Okay, sir, disconnecting due to prank.
Yeah, are you a male receptionist? How is that working out for you? That was stupid. He finally figured out it was a prank, guys. Wow.
I know. I kind of figured he would have after the... Who was the second one? After Conan? Then he probably would have realized it was a prank.
Ah, you're one of those guys that says Conan. That's funny. Yeah, right? Took him a while. Jeez. Not bad.
You gotta admit, though, at least Conan's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. Isn't that one lady kicking all their butts at that time, anyway? Chelsea...
Calling the RIAA-MPAA hotline. Your
Chelsea Handler, what's your name?
Piracy of music and movies. Para hablar con alguien en español.
Thank you for waiting. Please stay on the line.
I think I'm gonna move on. That's taking
time. Yeah. That was pretty funny, though. That was...
Okay.
I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, not bad for early on in the show. Thank you. I'm at a loss at that milkman. I didn't believe he had that in him.
Hey, good for milkman.
Let's call milkman and interrupt him. Hang on. I really want to hear that. Maybe milkman accidentally answered the phone, and we'll get to hear him.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Gwen, oh! What would that sound
Please
like?
Enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
He's not going to answer.
I know. He's getting... Come on, milkman.
I farted on the phone.
I farted on the phone. Oh, boy, milkman.
You're killing us, milkman.
Really? He gets laid for the first time in about 20 years, and he can't let us hear it. I'm just saying. UK Ted says he just put the tip in. Just the head in. One of the biggest lies in the world. I'll just put the head in, the check's in the mail, and my neck hurts after getting a car accident. Biggest lies in the world.
I thought I Love You was one of the ones, too.
I Love You, too. Yeah. I Love You also. Not I Love You, too. I Love You, too, also. That's another one. Yeah. What are the lies? I got a headache. Not right now. I'm on my period. Another lie. All right. Let's see what new news got for us. Today, Indian words are, yes, Indian words. We got new Indian words to use. Shaitan and Puri. They mean devil and vagina. All right. Did we get that number cleaned up yet? The Indian number? Nothing yet, really. Let
me try it again. I think I might be able to get that India number to work. Let me try it. No. Shit. That was in a Skype chat you sent that, right, Zyklon? The original?
Yeah, and then I put it in Madhouse chat.
Madhouse chat. I'm trying to find it. There was another long number you put in there. You put two numbers in a row.
I'm guessing that for some reason it was two of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, let me try them here. How was Bradshaw on Tuesday? Did you hear that? I tried to stay up for it, man. I wasn't feeling good.
I wasn't able to catch it. I had to work.
I heard the show from the week before. I heard it on a podcast, and I heard the Morgan Freeman thing. I don't know if you've heard that yet.
Yeah, that was pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. They got him to say a bunch of weird shit. Uh-oh. This would be an American number, though.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 207.
Yeah, I took it as an American number. Shit. All right. Enigma 420 confirms. Just an outlet site to host prank calls. We don't make any prank calls. Yeah, Nick, I know, but I mean, you said you're streaming us there. How are you streaming us? I'm confused. That's prankarchive.com.
So, yeah, Carlito, I know you're all into MMOs and RPGs. Have you played Mass Effect 3 yet?
You know, here's the deal. I haven't played Mass Effect 1 or 2, right? I was about to buy Mass Effect 3, and then two people told me, no, you got to play Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2 first because you got to bring your character over or you're going to miss out a lot. So I got to get Mass Effect 1 first, I suppose. I don't know. I hear really good things about it, but everyone tells me I'm going to miss out on 50% of the experience if I don't play the first two and then bring over my character from that. I guess you can.
That is true, yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still a great game even if you don't.
Is it? Yeah, I don't know. I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 3. I'm not that good, but I'm playing it. I love playing it. I suck. I'm really bad at it in the multiplayer. I've beaten the one player, you know, the single player, but I like it. What can I say? I'm lethal with the RPG. That's about it. I'm getting better, though. I went from getting one kill per round to, like, I'm up to, like, four kills per round. There you go. Had sushi today. Very happy about that. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, yeah, I went to a Japanese steakhouse today. It was fucking awesome.
Me too, man. This Japanese place. But they've got really good menu. They've got, like, I didn't get it, but they got jellyfish on the menu. I was like, jellyfish, sounds good. They got stir-fried snails.
Stir-fried snail?
Yeah, stir-fried snail. Here's me and my wife are looking at the menu. They got a section that says, they have a section that's authentic Asian dishes. And they got, you know, duck. They've got stir-fried snail, jellyfish, and then Maine lobster tail. I'm like, what? That's not Asian. Yeah, bullshitter. Maine, and then like, you know, striped sea bass. Doesn't sound very Asian to me, but whatever.
Well, they're probably a mutant sea bass.
Go ahead.
Are you going to play Dust 514 when it comes out?
That's the game. See, I played a lot of EVE Online, and I know it's related, right? Isn't it like where you can...
Yeah,
you
it's PS3 only.
Okay, yeah, but the thing is, like, if you're playing an EVE Online, then you put your contract for the people playing Dust to take out hits on the planets or something like that. Yeah. I might. I don't know. Maybe I'll resurrect my EVE. Every year, I get in the mood to play EVE Online, and I go in and I pay for a month, and I play it, and I get instantly bored again, and I stop playing it. I must say, EVE Online, of all the MMOs, EVE Online has been able to capture my interest the most for the longest amount of time. And it's the realest one, because, like, they've got, like, the... You know what I mean? They've got, like, little independent, you know...
Right. Hey, you're talking to someone that's played it for, like, 6 years and hasn't paid a single dollar for it in, like, the last three.
Really? Like, just getting free offers and stuff from them?
No. If you... They have, like, legal, I guess, RMT, where you can sell time cards for in-game money. So I just make tons of in-game money, buy the time cards, and play for free.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's kind of cool.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool. Good idea. Yeah. I don't know if, you know, if I knew some people, but like I'm at a level now where like the problem with EVE Online, like everyone's like really advanced. There's very few new people that get into it for the most part, from what I remember. So it's hard to get into a clan or a group or whatever. I can. Unless it's changed. I don't know.
Yeah. All I got to say is just join EVE Uni or Red vs. Blue. Those are the best.
Those are the best ones. Yeah. Maybe I'll Elite
for newer players. Yeah. RVB, it's like they have two clans, red and blue, and they're in constant war.
Okay. Really?
So you just join one, and it's like cheap ships, you undock and kill the others.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. It's really fun, apparently. I'm not in it.
Sounds good. So I think I've heard of Red versus Blue, but I mean, there's all those stories about how people have, like, there's been hits out, like, on the leaders of corporations and stuff like that. They've stolen all their shit, and then they complain to, like, the developers, and developers are like, that's your problem. You know what I mean? It's like, we keep it as real as we can. Like, if you're dumb enough to do
that,
you know,
it's
like, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And I am thinking about maybe trying to get back into Star Trek Online, because I heard some good things in the last 2 weeks, some new episodes that have come out for it and stuff like that. It's free to play now, and I don't know.
Is it free to play, or is it one of those pay to win?
It's free to play, but you pay to get nicer ships and stuff like that. Like there, and to level faster, you can pay, I guess, you know. But I heard the free to play experience is pretty good. Another one is DC Online. DC Universe Online, I hear, is really good now. It's free to play and it's pretty good, and I might try to get into that. I saw a friend of mine was playing it. It looked pretty interesting. Someone at work was playing it.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, have you played World of Tanks at all?
No, I saw stuff about it. When I was watching E3 coverage, I saw there were people out there like talking, like they had a tank, like an actual rebuilt tank inside the conference room, on the conference room floor or whatever of E3. And they were explaining it, and it sounded kind of cool, but no, I haven't played World of Tanks. Can't say. I'm excited about Diablo 3, though. That wasn't yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday they announced May 13th, I think it is. Or today they announced. One of the. Either yesterday or today they announced May 13th is the release date. Interesting. No PvP at first, though, unfortunately. They don't want to delay the game anymore.
First.
Huh? No. No PvP. They were going to bring PvP out with the game when it came out, but they said it would take too long. It wasn't at the level they wanted, so it'll be first player, but they'll have a free patch. It won't be a DLC. It'll be a free patch. So there you go. Yeah. Lonesome Losers in the house. We got some numbers. All right, Lonesome. Welcome. What's going on? Evil Artie wants to be on the show. Why not? Listen to Evil Artie. Be really loud. You guys, we haven't talked to Evil Artie in a while. We'll put him on with some pranks. In the mood for some UK wake-up calls tonight. Also, that works. Kind of laid back tonight. People were saying I look kind of down. I have been kind of down today, I suppose. Nothing you guys need to worry about. I'll be all right. Where's Evil Artie? I'm looking here in my contacts. Evil Artie. Where is this guy? Evil Artie, where's your phone number? Skype reporting that there's a problem with the call.
Please leave your message for...
Oh, I hung up on everybody in accident. Zyklon, call back in, please. Please, Zyklon, call back in. I hung up on the whole call in accident. It might have been good because the Skype was starting to report a problem. Actually, let me call Zyklon myself. I can do that. Anyway, Lonesome Loser, who has a grudge against it, and a number for a credit manager. Give him a call.
If you can't come to the phone right now, please leave a message.
Blah. Nicole, no answer. Ashley instead, who works for a call. Lonesome, I tried to call Artie. He didn't answer. Lonesome, you call Artie. Tell him to answer when I call him.
After calling, record message. Record message.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Ashley?
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, there's an Ashley here, isn't there? What are you talking about?
Well, who is this?
This is Cross. I'm calling from the bank.
At this time of night?
Yeah, it's important to talk to Ashley.
Well, she doesn't live here.
Well, how did she live there before?
Years ago.
Okay, well, did she move away? Is this her mom?
No, I don't know where she lives.
Well, what do you mean she used to live there? Like, she used to live there and she moved out of the house? Or the phone number she used to live at?
Well, first of all, you're asking questions, and I feel uncomfortable. You're very pushy.
Well, I'm with the bank. That's why I have to be pushy. This is important business.
Well,
I'm a big bank manager man. I'm an important person. I wear a tie and a suit. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you give me a bad time, a hard time, then I'll start charging your account. I'll start assessing you charges and sending you letters because you know where Ashley is. You know information.
No, I don't.
You have information about Ashley, and she
owes us. I do not.
She owes us money, and if you don't help us out find Ashley, then I will start sending you bills and hold you responsible, and this will go on your credit report, your TransUnion credit report, and your Beacon score will go down. Is that what you want?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You call sometime tomorrow and talk with her dad.
So her dad lives at this stupid number? Hello?
Hello?
Miss Lady, listen. Does her dad live at this number so I can call back and talk to her dad at this number?
I suppose so, because I don't want to get in trouble. I hadn't seen her in ages.
Okay, so are you her mom?
No.
Then how do you know about her dad? I don't understand. No. Artie, answer the phone. Artie's trying to call the wrong number. Artie, if you're listening now, you need to answer the phone when I call you. You need to answer the phone. That was a fun call. I say we call it again. Let me get Evil Artie on first. See what his deal is. My thumb hurts, man. Sucks. Freaking bummed out about my thumb now. Zyklon, I missed your call. Now's a good time to call Zyklon.
Hoss!
Hey, man.
Hello.
Hey, finally answered the phone.
I was just walking in the house when you called.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. So, what do you want?
I was at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, what'd you have? Oh, they had the worst french fries there. You know that?
No, I just got a shake.
You just got a shake? That's good.
My mom calls me over and asks me if I wanted an American Express card.
A special kiss? So, you're on the air, Evil Artie.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying, before we start talking about stuff you shouldn't talk about. Alright, so that's it. You went to see your mom at Steak and Shake, and you got an American Express card. That's all you have to talk about.
Well, no, I got it from her, and then I went and got some, well, you know.
Some K2.
Some jazz.
So, you smoked that already? I thought you were done with that, like you weren't doing that again.
How many times did you say you said that?
When I decided to stop smoking that shit, I pretty much stopped it. Like, I didn't want to touch it again, man. You gotta be careful, I'm telling you.
So we're gonna do some pranks?
Yeah, I'm doing some right now, Artie. Thanks for bringing me back in. We got a sales manager we're gonna call right now. But I gotta play a prank call, I gotta close
you the door. You know I gotta take that one.
Okay.
Play the prank first, though.
Let me play the prank, because I got to close it. The cat just opened the door, and my wife is watching TV. It's loud. It's going to interrupt the show, so let me play something.
What's she watching?
I'm not sure, because I'm not there. I'm not in the living room. I'm here doing the show.
That's good. She doesn't yap and yap about it.
Yeah, be quiet. Well, some losers are sending in more numbers here. Let's take a look. Star of India.
Oh, I had another root canal.
I didn't know you had one in the first place.
Yeah, I don't remember a couple years ago.
No.
Yeah, and they're on. It's on like the same tooth on each side of the bottom.
Okay. Do you chew in that side of the mouth? Do you always chew in that side? Do you always chew in that side of the mouth?
Yeah, but anyways, I was thinking they're also gonna put a crown on each side. I was thinking about getting just gold teeth.
Yeah. Shut up.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. This is Deanne. Lou there.
No, he isn't, but you have reached the right number. May I take a message?
Yes, I'm calling from the bank. And what do you do?
And your name is?
This is Cross.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
This is Cross. Who is this? Is this his wife?
No, this is not his wife. This is his daughter.
Okay, and what's he doing?
I'm terribly sorry for asking, but what's the purpose of your call?
Well, I understand he's a sales manager at the bank.
I actually think he's no longer a sales manager at the bank. He actually works right now.
Well, he owes money to the bank about a horse.
All right. Well, if I could take your name and your number, I could transfer you over to him. He's actually not at home right now, but,
What do you mean transfer me? Then you're going to put me through? Go ahead, I'll hold.
Oh, no. This is his home number, and I would need to call him and let him know that you called and give him your number.
Well, when will he be available at this stupid number?
First of all, I don't appreciate this tone that you're holding with me. I don't owe you money. My dad does for some strange reason.
A horse, on a horse that he bought. He's not paying money on this horse.
His horse?
He bought a horse. It's not his. He paid money for an investment on a racing horse, and he's not paying for it, and they took out a loan with the bank. So now, if he doesn't pay back on the horse, then we're going to hold you responsible, since you're the person who's at this number. You understand?
Well, I'm 15 years old, so you can't possibly hold me responsible.
Of course
I don't know what your name is, and if you give it to me along with your phone number, I will have him call you back about money he owes.
Larry Phillips.
Larry Phillips.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phillips.
Yeah.
Yep.
And at what number could you be reached, Mr. Phillips?
Well, he just has to call the bank where he used to work.
He's worked at multiple banks.
Well, he needs to call the most recent one. That's where the horse is at right now. And then we're gonna be putting the horse down in 24 hours if he doesn't pay for it. And he's going to be responsible for the disposal of the horse.
But he's never purchased a horse.
No, he has. I have him on his horse papers.
You have his horse papers.
I have him.
His name is down on the horse papers. Mr. Phillips, I have no idea who you are, and I do not appreciate the tone you're using to speak with me.
I
don't know what my
father's
purchased from you. All I need is your name.
Your father is a deadbeat man who buys horses and doesn't pay for them. That's what the problem is. Yeah.
Mr. Phillips, if you could try back at another time, I would appreciate it.
Do you play the violin, and are you good at, like, mathematics?
I don't know what you're trying to get at, Mr. Phillips.
You play the
violin.
You play the violin, don't you?
Who are you?
I have this information here because your father bought a horse, and the horse underperformed. And then there's suspicion that your father was touching the horse inappropriately. And that's what this is about. And we're going to spread this around the whole Asian community if he doesn't come forward and pay for the horse now.
I'm not even Asian.
Well, I know, but we're going to give him a bad name among the Asian community.
And why would you want to do that? I don't know who you are. I have your phone number now. So if, Mr. Phillips, you call us again, I will report you for harassment. Goodbye.
Well, I'm going to report you for not paying for the horse.
For the horse.
She sounds very old. Like, you know what I mean? Like, grown up for a 15-year-old. Very Asian. How's she not Asian? The guy's name is Deanne. D-I-E-N. It's Asian. Come on. Come on, man. We got Todd. Another one. Let's call about a horse. Artie, what do you say? You're all about horses, right? Artie, you talking? What's going on? You jump in and you don't talk anymore?
Oh, I've been muted. I'm sorry. I thought I was unmuted.
Yes, hi. I need to speak to Todd. Damn it.
Hello?
Yes, this is Todd. I'm calling from the bank. Oh, whoops. I meant to say...
This is the attorney, Sonny Hagen.
Shut up. If you come in fast, you come in already. You all right?
Sonny Hagen.
Hello?
Listen, don't you understand? I need to speak to the guy. I need to speak to Tom.
There's no
Todd.
Tom who lives here.
Todd,
no,
I said.
If you do this again, I'm going to report you.
Shut
do
up.
Not call.
Shut up in the mouth. Put Todd on.
Identify yourself or I'll just keep hanging up.
My name is Alex Joplin.
And what do you want?
I'm calling about the horse that Todd didn't pay for.
There is no Todd here. There is no horse. If you call again, I will not answer. And if you keep calling, I will get in touch with the authorities.
Listen.
And find out who you are.
Give me the information. I want the papers from the horse right now. The horse papers.
You're calling the wrong number, guy. You're calling the wrong number. Who are you trying to reach?
Is there a man there? Put a man on the phone, you stupid woman.
Don't you... Who are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to speak to a man. I'm trying to talk to Todd. And there's a dumb woman on the phone who's getting in the way. And we're calling about the horse. Oh, boy. Don't you... Artie, you want to call an Indian restaurant? Would you like to do that?
What'd you say?
Would you like to call an Indian restaurant, you horse?
Yeah. Do they have horse platter?
Find out. Do a really bad prank call. That's what I'm expecting from you.
And how long does it take me to shit out the rice?
There you go. Good. The pilau rice.
Can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, who is this?
I'm thinking of visiting your restaurant later tonight. But I want it to feel like I'm family there, so... Like, I want it to be like I've been there before, to impress a girl. Like, I almost own the place. If I gave you an extra $50, would you help me out with that?
What?
Emma's gonna come. Hey. Hello, sir?
Yeah?
Excuse me, Artie, let me take over. Hello, sir. I'd like to make an order, please.
To go or what?
Yes, to go.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like one chicken tikka masala.
Uh-huh.
One tera marilan.
Excuse me, my?
One tera marilan.
Lamb?
Uh-huh.
What lamb?
Lamb. Lamb puri.
Lamb puri kebab?
Lamb puri, shaitan.
We have lamb puri kebab.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, one banchud.
One what?
Banchud.
Banchud?
Yes.
What is that? I don't know.
That is your sister.
Excuse me?
Your sister.
Who's my sister?
She's under the table right now, waiting for me and my friend.
What are you talking?
Me and my friend go there to eat, and your sister's under the table waiting for us.
Under this table?
Yeah, your sister's under the table waiting for me and my friend, Artie. And then she gives us a special kiss.
Special kiss?
Uh-huh.
What the heck are you talking?
A special kiss on the private parts, you know, your sister. She just does
stop
that.
Stop it.
Hmm?
Stop talking to him.
No.
This is a business.
What? Okay. The special kiss, Artie.
You hang up?
Did you hear that Milkman was getting a special kiss before? I'm not kidding you.
Was he? That was funny. I knew you can come.
Hello? I'll explain to you later. Hang on. What happened with Milkman?
Hello.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Nothing. Milkman was on the show at the beginning, and he said he had to go because he had a passenger in his taxi who wanted to give him head. And I didn't believe it, and she got on the phone and said, yes, what he's saying is true. I want to suck his dick. And then gave the phone back to Milkman, and Milkman said, all right, Amano, I got to go. I'm like, wait a minute, let's hear. He's like, no, I got to go, I got to go. And he hung up. I don't get it.
Did you record the girl?
Yeah, we got it's on the show audio.
Oh, okay.
If you don't,
I gotta hear that.
I know, but I'm upset because I wanted to hear it happen. I thought, could you imagine Milkman like, oh, you imagine what he said?
Bert Manning.
Oh man, I'm Bert Manning. I'm gonna come. I'm a gunner. What did he says? I'm a gunner.
I, you know what? I hope he goes to Denver. You know why?
Why?
He can teach Tebow how to throw.
Yeah, you've been saying that joke all week. Listen, Zyklon already confirmed. He's our insider when it comes to sports. And he already confirmed he's going to the Tennessee Titans already. So get with it, man.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Zyklon,
that'd be funny.
Zyklon, before anybody reported it, Zyklon knew that Dwight Howard was going to opt out and stay with the Magic. Did you see that?
That's awesome.
Did you see that? I'm sure you saw that in your local media there in Orlando, right?
I found out on Facebook.
Nets fans are all upset. Okay. Continuing on with some more prank calls. Artie, you're way too loud, man. Remember I told you last week and this week you need to do something about being loud. You got to talk in a normal voice. Use your inside voice, okay?
Okay.
All right. Use your inside voice when you're on the show. We hang up on you. We get upset. Big complaint. I'm looking at the levels here. When you're talking, it's like it's all max red, man. All right. Star of India. I like that guy. That guy was funny. That last guy.
You can come.
Let me start this one off, all right? You come in if I tell you to.
Huh?
You jump in if I tell you to. That's when you jump in.
What's the code word?
Hello, Star of India. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you doing, sweetie?
Good.
Oh, good. Yes, I wanted to make an order.
Sure, just hold a second, please.
When I sit in the chair.
Just hold a second.
All right.
Hello?
Hey. Hi. Can I make an order, please?
Yeah. Oh. Who is this?
I'm a customer.
Uh-huh.
My name is Alex.
Yeah, we'll close in 10 minutes.
What do you mean 10 minutes?
Yeah, we close in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you banshood. Huh? I call in 10 minutes, we close in 10 minutes. Right. See about that.
You'll be really good right now.
What?
Burpees. That or a Sunday?
You're talking loud, damn it.
Arby, is that better?
No.
What about that?
I'm going to hang up on you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You shit. Bombay Grill instead. We'll give them a call. Let's do it.
Bombay Grill, may I help you?
Bombay Grill. I'd like to make an order for food, damn it.
Excuse me?
I'd like to make an order for food, damn it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like one chicken tikka masala.
One chicken tikka masala.
Uh-huh. One puri.
One puri.
Uh-huh.
Hot spicy chicken tikka masala.
Yeah? Spicy.
One to ten.
One to ten?
Yeah.
What do you mean, ten?
10?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One puri?
Uh-huh.
All right, one banchud?
Excuse me?
One banchud?
What?
One banchud?
I think it's the wrong place you're going after, man.
No, you're the Bandshoot, so I'll have you.
Huh?
You're a Bandshoot, so I'll have you, stupid.
What?
You are a Bandshoot, so I'll have you and your sister, stupid.
Oi, listen, if your mother and son come in front of me, I give you a fuck you right now.
And you're a son of a dog.
You know?
I would know what. You're stupid, shit, Bandshoot.
Yeah, come on, come on, I show you how they work.
I am a shaitan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
Ew, fuck. Nice. Thank you, Artie, for controlling yourself from that call.
You want to call the place I get spice?
Nope.
He's an Indian.
Bombay, can I help you?
Yeah, we got disconnected. I was ordering a Bandshoot.
Okay, that's right. 9-1, I'm going to call it. That's my phone thing.
You stupid? What happened?
Recording.
Who are you talking? Huh?
Okay, now hold on, man. Come in. Your tray's already phone.
Can you put your sister on the phone?
Come on. The tray's already cop. Your tray's the phone. Then.
I don't understand your language. What is?
Yeah, they told you how they.
Ulu. Can I speak? Is your sister there?
What's your name?
What? My name.
Hello.
My name is Mr. Ulu.
Tell me your name.
Mr. Ulu.
Come on, I got you free food. Come on today.
My name is Mr. Ulu.
Charlie. Come on, I got you free food today.
Okay.
Then you see who is that person.
You are the Bandshoot, right? So.
Yeah, then I show you.
Okay, what are you?
Come on in the restaurant, I got you free food.
Uh-huh.
Then I show you how they. Your word is, I give you answer.
Okay, that doesn't matter.
Okay, come on.
Okay, stupid.
Come on, then I let you know who is I am.
Uh-huh. So what?
Then you are all background, you are a mom and dad, everything is I.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean?
Yeah, then you know who is I am.
Who's you I am?
Yes.
You're Mr.
Me.
Your son of dog, Bandshoot.
Yeah, then, okay, come on.
Okay.
I'll give you your free food today.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Bye.
Okay, I'll wait for you.
Bye.
Bye. He's like an Indian Charlie.
The whole family's working there. I don't know. I know he's angry, but not enough, you know?
Talk to my doctor.
He's right there. He's close. Moving right along.
I want Popeyes.
He was right at the level where we wanted.
Hello, Real Fine Dining.
Hi, woman. I want to make an order for Indian food.
Okay, we're actually closed right now.
Well, so what? Is the owner there?
Hold on 1 second.
Shit.
Hello, Benji.
Yes, hello, Mr. Ulu.
No, you can take our order to go.
Yeah, is Mr. Ulu?
Okay, hello?
Is this Mr. Ulu?
Ulu?
Ulu.
No, it's not Ulu.
Is this Bandshoot then?
Huh?
Bandshoot.
Benjamin?
Bandshoot.
Bandshoot? No.
Okay, I'll have to make an order for pickup.
Want to take this table? Huh?
Order for pickup. Order for pickup, stupid.
Order for pickup?
Order for pick it up, stupid.
But we are closed now.
No, open again, damn it. I'll punch you in the face.
Shut up, bastard.
Yeah, fuck you, bastard.
Fuck you, bastard.
Yeah, son of a bitch. Wow.
Thanks for calling Aroma Fine Indian Cuisine. Winner of the Best of the State.
Are operating. Good. Getting there tonight.
All right, there's the application at Full Sail.
Good, man.
Well, I got to the last part, and you know what that part is?
What, were you too loud?
Putting your credit card in for the $275 fee.
Oh, shit, that's a lot of fee, man.
Well, no, it's the fee is $75, but there's a $200 deposit.
Oh, wow, man. Wow.
I don't have to do deposit now, though, but I want to.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you took care of that, man. You looking for a job, too, and all that shit?
No.
All right, good. Iron Horse Motel. Okay.
The Horse Hotel?
Iron Horse Motel.
Ask if we can have, like, a spigot for our horse.
Do they have a garden horse?
Are you going to ask that?
Shut up. Listen and find out.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Is this the Iron Horse?
Yes.
That's good. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. I'll have to make an order for a room.
Say when, please.
Yeah, damn it. My question is, the bathrooms there, they come in the room, one bathroom per room?
This is a motel, yes.
What?
Yes, this is a motel. It has a bathroom and it has tub and shower.
Okay. Are you stupid? Why do you talk like that?
What?
Are you a stupid person? Why do you have talking like that? Why?
Why?
What? Fang? Hello?
Are you stupid?
No, that's what I asked you, yeah. That's right, honey.
We're Willow Creek. You might as well stay at Willow Creek.
I talked to her, but I can't understand her. Jesus Christ.
Was that Welsh?
Who?
Were you just doing Welsh?
Raquel Welsh?
No, you did the fake Welsh thing on Frank to a McDonald's one.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
I'm going to go to Burger King.
Bye.
No, not bye. You want to hear me order?
I'm getting ready to hang up on you.
You little bitch.
You're too loud, man. It's too loud.
I'm talking normal.
No, you're not.
My phone.
Hello. She won't answer the phone now. I insulted her, poor old lady. Oh boy. Alright, moving along. The Horse. This place is just called The Horse, where a woman named Kelly answered the phone. Sounds good. It's called Big Kelly.
In the Horse, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Is this Big Kelly?
Yes.
Big Dumb as a Horse Kelly, how are you?
What was that?
Big Kelly, Dumb as a Horse Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. What specials you got going there tonight, you old bitch?
We don't have any specials.
What do you do there, then?
What was that?
What do you do there? What's the big deal?
What do we do here?
Yeah.
Well, most people in here are drinking tonight.
Okay. Do you have a liquor license or just beer?
No, there's a liquor license.
All right, so I can get tequila?
Yep.
All right, how many bottles of tequila do you have in stock?
What was that?
I want you to line up all the bottles of tequila on the bar.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna throw, all right, I'm going to throw my friend Artie through him. Ah, bitch, that was stupid. I hate calling bars. I don't have time for that shit in bars, you know what I mean? They don't... Like, yeah, whatever, gotta go, bye. They're used to people insulting them. Big Kelly. No, nothing. It is 11:45 p.m. This is Carlito, Madhouse Radio. Artie's over there somewhere. Dirty Aaron, the company Yes Man's here also. Aaron.
Hey.
Nope.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, what are your rates for this weekend, for Friday and Saturday?
For how many people?
Two men, one bed.
Two men, one bed?
Yeah, and we're going to kiss each other on the bed. Hello?
Yeah, you...
Yes?
It says 65.
It's what? 65, is it?
Yeah.
All right. And there's not a problem if me and my man friend are kissing on the bed?
Don't be smart.
Well, listen, crazy old lady, stupid old lady, listen. I just want to make sure that there's no trouble with the law if I'm kissing a man on the bed.
He's kissing the man on the bed.
He's kissing the man on the bed. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Oh, that made me laugh. She's kissing a man on the bed. Awesome. Well, here we are, everybody. Madhouse Radio, Carlito. MadhouseLive.com is the website. Dirty Aaron is here somewhere. Evil Art is here somewhere, I think.
Yo, dog.
I'm here.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dirty Aaron's here. Hey, Artie.
Hey, guys.
Can anybody hear me? I'm talking really loud.
Hey, you sound clear. Oh. Just like Artie.
I'm talking normal. What are you talking about?
Gold. I really want to keep calling that lady at the motel. We'll keep calling her. But in the meantime.
Sounds like she's about ready to.
Good God. Golden Corral. Oh, Golden Corral. All
right. I'm going to go to a buffet.
All right, go. Bye.
It's not open. Is there a 24-hour buffet?
Yeah.
In Orlando?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
It's over on West Colonial.
Is it good?
West Colonial and John Young Parkway. Yeah, it's good.
What's it called?
Kilos?
Oh, it's sushi.
Yeah, you do that, man. There's good sushi over there, too. West Colonial and Junyan Parkway. You should go there right now.
Oh, in Bay Ridge.
Artie, I'm sending you to the ghetto. Aren't you paying attention?
I don't know. That's the ghetto.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good, good.
My name is Horse.
Is this the ghetto?
I have a complaint.
Okay.
I was there, and I had my plate, and I went to where the man makes the steaks. And he said to me, "What are you, stupid?"
Who told you that?
The steak man.
I'm sorry?
The steak man. The Mexican stupid steak man.
I'm sorry. How they told you?
He said, "What are you, stupid?"
He told you stupid.
He said, "What are you, stupid?"
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And somebody else heard that?
Everybody heard it. And
he
threw the steak at me on my face.
And why you don't say anything to the managers in the moment?
Because I got scared and I ran away.
You were scared and you got away.
And then I didn't pay.
So now you call me, how long was?
30 minutes ago.
And why you don't say anything to the manager?
Because I was scared, because the man had a knife, and he said, if you tell the manager, and he pointed the knife, and he put it in the steak, he was like, like that. He said, he said to me like that, he said, like that.
And you say it was half hour ago.
Uh-huh. Who was that man?
I was here half hour ago, and I don't see anything like that.
Maybe it was you.
It was me?
It was you.
I was the manager, sir.
So I think you did it.
You think I did?
What's your name? Gonzalez?
So you're accusing me the Sunday night of this?
What is your name? Gonzalez?
No, my name is not Gonzalez.
Lopez.
So who are you, sir?
My name is Cross.
So you start accusing me of something that I did?
Well, because you're answering the phone.
So you say somebody else did, and now you're accusing me.
What was your name?
I don't give you my name because you started accusing me things that I did.
I command you to give me your name, you son of a bitch.
You can come in anytime you want.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay, come in.
You shithead motherfucker shit.
Okay, coming over.
You bitch. You stupid.
Horse.
Huh? Do you have a horse? You coming, my?
They only have donkeys there.
Oh boy. Jeez.
Golden Corral, I'm happy.
Yes, hello. Is the manager there?
He's speaking.
What is your name?
What do you want my name for?
Oh, to write it down. I have a compliment. Oh, boy. Artie.
Hey.
We're going to call this guy. I just want you to say, who am I talking to? All right. You ready?
Huh?
We're going to call, and we're going to say, hi. Just ask him what are their hours there, okay? And then he gives you an answer, right?
Okay.
And then ask him, what was your name? Who am I talking to? All right, you got it?
Why is that?
So I can get his name, you stupid shit.
Okay, yeah, okay.
God damn it.
I'm baked, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, they're not answering now because of Artie. Thanks a lot, Artie. Appreciate it. We're doing someone else. Don't do it now. God damn it. God damn it. Well, we're having fun here.
That's what I call a horse.
That's what I say, a horse call. Artie, I hear you got some dishes back there. We make a spaghetti?
No. Oh. I'm smoking weed.
When's the last time you had spaghetti, Artie?
Actually, I could go for some spaghetti right now.
That's white people food. I know what you guys like, spaghetti.
You don't like spaghetti?
White people love putting spaghetti in the microwave, and they get the sauce.
Oh, baked spaghetti.
Yeah, the sauce gets everywhere. God, I hate it when white people do that. It's like, come on, clean your sauce and spaghetti sauce, man. Seriously.
I love when the sauce gets on my genitals.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll tell whoever answers that.
Thank you for calling the phone station. This is Michael. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Listen, I put your food in the microwave, and it started a fire. I want to get the name of the manager right now.
You put the food in the microwave, and it started a fire?
Yeah, they told me to put the food in the microwave just like this, and it had aluminum foil, and you just didn't warn me. Hello?
Not yet. Yes, give me 1 second.
Ah, shit.
All right, give me 1 second.
I'm going to go back to racetrack.
Bye, Artie.
No,
Hello?
Yeah, is this manager?
Yeah.
Listen, what's the deal with your packages there? What's the deal with the people telling me to put stuff in a microwave that's flammable and dangerous?
Who told you put in something in the microwave?
The person there when I got the food. They said, oh, yeah, put it in just like this in a microwave, 3 minutes.
Who's the person? Who's
the person? He said, okay, wait a minute, I'm talking. The person said,
say what?
I'm talking. The person
so
gave.
Who are you talking
I'm
to?
Talking! Woo! The person.
Well, be a man, come down here and talk to me.
You're a stupid woman. Why would I go down there unless I'm going to fuck you? Huh?
Okay, faggot.
Are you a woman? Is that what the problem is? Hello? Too strong.
That was perfect.
Calling the soul station.
All right, Dirty Aaron, you can do me a favor. We're going to call that Golden Corral. Hopefully the guy picks up the manager And just like I try to get Artie to do, ask him what time they close, and then ask, oh, thank you. What was your name again? And then I'll take, and then I'm going to jump in.
Yeah. Jump in, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a fucking advertisement here, Sean.
Shut up, advertisements. Nothing.
Nothing. Damn it.
Hiding from his problems. As Ken says, it's a good business idea, good business plan. Good business skills. Well, we'll move on then. We'll have to move on. What can I do?
I sent in a request to prank for a MyTouch 4G.
Woo!
That one you were talking about a couple weeks back, bro.
Sounds good. The MyTouch 4G. I got pulled off the T-Mobile site just recently. After there, moving right along. Colossal says he was stuck smoking out of a can a day ago. It's like you're smoking crack terrible for you. Yeah, that was the way I already talked about this. The way I used to smoke in public. I'd take a can with me. And do that. Yeah. There we are. Thought about taking a break. Might as well just kill the other hour, you know, keep going.
Let's do it. So, I have a question.
Yeah.
With our daylight savings time here, it didn't happen in the UK, right? So is it earlier there or what?
Yeah, it is. I don't think they get daylight savings for another few weeks. Nunu, let us know. I think they have like 2 weeks left until they get theirs. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. So it's even earlier there now, right?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, you're right. Richie's here. Hey, big Richie, how you doing?
Hey, Carlito. Hey, Aaron. What's up?
Hey, kiddo.
How you doing, little kid?
Hey. One second. Oh, sorry. My headphones weren't working.
Okay, that's cool.
I fixed it.
I know you probably don't care about the NBA or the Nets, you being from Brooklyn now, but sorry, we stole Dwight Howard back.
Wait, the Nets signed Dwight Howard?
They tried to.
Oh, they didn't get him, though.
Nope.
I'm a Knicks fan. I don't care about the Nets.
Good luck with that. That's another problem.
I've been in the stadium where, or whatever, that the Portland Trail Blazers play in.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. What is it called? The Portland House.
The Rose Center Gardens.
The Rose Garden?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Sounds about right. We called the station Fusion Italian Cuisine already. We got Bernard. Hey, wait a minute. What day is it today? Is tomorrow St. Patrick's Day?
I think Sunday. Oh, wait. Maybe tomorrow is.
What day is it?
Why the fuck are we calling Ireland?
The 17th is St. Patrick's Day, I believe. That's Saturday. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. All right, cool. Time to drink beer. All right, good. Today's the 16th. Yeah, well, yesterday. Well, Thursday, the 15th. That's the Ides of March. Yeah, we missed that. That's when Julius Caesar got assassinated.
Yay.
St. Patrick's Day is just another reason for Irish people to drink.
Like they needed a reason, but yeah. It's a day for them to get a parade, then drink.
Exactly, and drink in public.
Yeah, like that's safe. Yeah. You ever been to the Puerto Rico Day Parade there, Richie? You ever get scared? You ever been around that?
Nah, I don't go to parades unless it's close.
He only does the pride parades.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We got Le Rendezvous. I have no idea what that is, but we'll call him. Tristan's asking, where's the goddamn milkman? Milkman's getting laid, man. Milkman is balls deep right now in the back of his cab. They must be closed. Let's see if Milkman's done already. He's got to be done by now, right? He can't last that long. Oh, my. He's probably asleep. Sucking his thumb.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
William. Milkman found someone who will fuck him.
Hello.
Milkman.
What's happening, man?
Well, you sound like you're in a good mood. How you doing?
I'm in a very good mood, my friend. How would you know?
Why don't you let us hear that, man? What's the matter? I thought we were down.
What?
Why wouldn't you let us hear what happened?
Oh, my God, dude. It was just too insane, man. It was like, wow, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, man. Why?
Okay.
Are you speaking English, Milkman?
Milkman's all orgasmic, man. Milkman's driving around his taxi with no shirt on right now. Like, he doesn't care.
I'm driving
He's got his pants
again,
around his
man.
Ankles.
I'm driving. I barely escaped, man, and I'm driving, and I think I could go back and do my homework here in a little bit.
Okay.
I had a homework assignment.
Okay. Homework assignment. Oh, wow.
You know, like when you, like, get, you know, awarded extra credit? You know, you get, like, an extra, you know, extra test or study to do, right? So, like, I'm going to go back for extra credit. Uh-huh. I think that's what I'm working for, man, like a A+, you know, like a 5.0.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about. Sounds good, man. I know how
you
feel.
Well, you know, a 5.0 average is pretty damn good.
Okay, there we go. Five fingers deep. All right, cool. Richie's on the line. IG Richie, he's...
Well, I don't know. Five fingers is an awful lot, man. They're pushing it, man. That's like, wow, I don't know, man. This is more like, this ain't even a three-finger Richie job.
Yeah, IG, IG Richie's on the line. Richie, are you still in the V Club? It's cool if you are. You want to talk about it? You got any questions? How it works? Milkman will tell you. He just got laid.
Okay. Okay, Milkman, go.
He doesn't, poor Richie. I'm sure Richie's probably been there already, right? Richie, you've been there, right? You're one of the guys.
No.
Aww.
That's not Three Finger Freddy, is it? I was thinking of Richie Randall. I got it mixed up, Three Finger Freddy and Richie Randall.
No, this is the real Richie. This is Brooklyn Richie.
Oh, it's the Richie. Yeah. Okay, Richie.
Save until you're married. That's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you heard the legend of Three Finger Freddy, haven't you?
It's Four Finger Freddy, Milkman. Come on, man. God.
All right, well, make a peace sign. It's Two Finger Freddy.
Okay, Milkman, you're creeping us out. Tristan says Richie needs to ride in the bang taxi instead of the bang.
Wow.
Wow, Milkman, seriously. Good for you.
Does he need a minute?
I don't know. Yeah, he's going to get an accident, man. Wow.
Oh, Lord have mercy. My goodness gracious. Jesus Christ, Savior in heaven, my Lord of all saviors.
Good.
Wow.
You see what happens? He got all religious. That's like my wife. She's coming.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. There he goes again. Yeah. I was at the doctor's office, and I got this thing where I teased my wife, and I tell her, all right, here's what happened. Me and my wife were at a red light one night, okay? And as a joke, this is recently, maybe a few weeks ago, I thought it'd be funny to whip my dick out and go, ooh, and turn the lights on in the car. So I did. I turned the dome light on inside the car, and I whipped my dick out, and I went, ooh, like that. And I was shaking it. And she looked down, and she goes, oh, my God! You know? So I keep saying, you said it so funny. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And she's like, I didn't say, oh, my God. I don't say that. So for the last few weeks now, I always say, oh, my God, to make fun of her. She's like, I don't say, oh, my God. So we were at a doctor's office. We're waiting. And I teased her about it again. And I said, oh, my God. And she goes, I didn't say it.
That right there was my
I'm talking.
Encouragement to get that 5.0 average.
There you go. So anyway, so I say, oh, my God, to my wife. And she's like, I didn't say that. And I said, you said that last night. Yeah, we were saying that last night. And she got real embarrassed because I said it real loud and everyone heard me say that my wife was saying, oh, my God, last night. So that's the story. There you go. Great story. Richie likes it. He's breathing.
That's a good story. Yeah, he's careful. Richie's going to
get
it all over. Yeah.
Yep.
But weren't you all saying, God, like, God damn it, like, a week ago?
Yeah, we say God damn it a lot, too, because of the show.
No. We would never do that, damn it.
Right. God damn it.
Robert Bromich, who I called and hung up, and now he's probably not going to pick up. He's in England.
Hmm?
customers to keep me a little late.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, I was trying to call you, man. I want to let you know that way you wouldn't flip, man, because, like, you know, I...
Call you, but I was getting ahead.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Richard guy? What was your name? Robert Bromich?
It may be, but I hope you know you're calling us at 4 in the morning, so just get stuffed and get off the line and give me your number.
Stupid bitch. Listen.
Give me your number.
You shut up. I don't have to give you my number. I'm calling from the government. I'm calling from the National Time, Royal Time Association, United Kingdom.
Well, what are you doing calling at this time in the morning?
Well, I'm calling to remind you that the clocks are being set forward 1 hour this weekend.
And the cost of what?
Your clocks. All the clocks need to be set forward 1 hour this weekend.
What the hell are you telling me that for? I could tell you that. Just get off the line, will you?
Well, this is a requirement. Get stuffed.
You can have some hand set up that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Who is it?
Robert, please listen to me. I'm calling from the British Office of Time Management.
Do what?
The British Office of Time Management, sir.
Do what? The British what? Who are you?
Dude, we're calling.
Who are you?
We're calling
for goodness sake.
British Office of Time Management, BTM.
British who?
British Office of Time Management.
We're you're the first one who should bloody well understand about time management.
You're wasting your life, sir. We are advising you to get out more, maybe go skydiving.
You're wasting time.
Yeah, you're wasting time. And, yeah. So... Get out more. Like, go to the clubs, even though you're probably, like, 90 years old.
I can't hear a word you're saying now.
Jesus Christ, dude. I said, go skydiving. Jump off a plane. You don't need a parachute. Just ask God for help. Say, oh, my God, please.
Yes. You understand?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn, that was terrible.
I know.
I'm rusty.
It could have gone somewhere. Let me try him again. Let me explain. I'll explain it for you. I got you, Richie. I got your back.
You gotta talk real slow.
Okay.
I thought you could talk loud now. What happened?
I don't know. I got scared there.
Oh boy.
He's learning.
Hello? Hello, sir? Sir?
Don't call me, sir. Just get off the line.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. Listen,
I'm not a ma'am. You're a bloody idiot.
You
just
said
get off the line.
Listen, you said don't call you sir. We're calling from the British Office of Time Management.
I don't care if you are bloody time management. For Christ's sake, understand what the time management is. It's 4 o'clock in the morning here, and I don't want to hear from you.
That's the problem. It's actually 5 a.m. in the morning. You have the wrong time.
Are you talking to me, Jude?
Yeah.
Put the phone down.
Are you talking to me, dude? Wow.
Wow.
What a bunch of weird fucks, man.
Yo, I have an idea. I'm going to call saying I'm from the phone company calling to report suspicious
phone calls?
Nah, never mind.
Okay.
That's stupid.
Let's hit the next one.
Great idea. All right. Lonesome Loser is sending in another number here for another Robert. If I can
only... Robert Palmer?
His name is Robert Palmer. Where did it go? Oh, well, we got requests of pranks. Let me get those real quick. Pete Bell, tell him he sucks at Halo or whatever. Tell him you are Chris. He stays up all night playing Halo 3 on an Xbox machine.
You suck at Halo. I totally pwned you the last game. I shot your headshot.
UK Ted wants to be on. Hi, UK Ted.
Is he on off restriction?
I guess so. Hi, UK Ted.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Ted's out of the doghouse.
Yeah.
So that old guy, the British guy, he just prank called. I think he said his wife's name was June. So if you call him back and ask to speak to June, I think that would be fun.
All right, let me do one call and then we'll call him back. Let's let him settle. Remind me after this one. I'll call him back. Oh, man.
Call him Xbox guy.
Yeah, Xbox guy first. A different number first.
Hello, you've reached Pete Bell. I'm unavailable right now, so just leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you.
That's the Halo guy not answering there. So, UK Ted, you said June is the name of the broad, right? All right, cool.
Do you remember the surname?
Clark. I believe it's Clark. I believe yeah, it's...
It sounded almost Russian. It was almost Russian.
The guy that we talked to? Russian?
Not his name sounded Russian. It was like Roger, right?
Robert. Roger.
Oh, yeah, Robert. And he had like a Russian last name.
Bromich? Oh, yeah. We're calling someone else. Oops.
Yeah, Bromich.
We'll call him later then.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this June? Or is Robert there?
I'm sorry? Say again?
Is Robert there?
Yes, he is. It's only 4 o'clock in the morning, but I can wake him up for you. Just a second.
Hurry up, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Robert.
Hello, yes?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the... What is it I'm calling from? The British Time Management Association.
Machine.
Okay?
Right. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Well, that's the issue. It is actually 5 o'clock in the morning. You have to set your time forward 1 hour on all your clocks.
What's this for?
Your clocks, daylights, you know, the time change. You know what that is? Changing the time.
Sorry, why are you ringing it this time?
Because my concern, I noticed that you weren't informed during the regular time that you had to change the time forward one time up, 1 hour. So then I was afraid that you were going to wake up late, but actually be early because we gained an hour, right? Or you show up late. You show up late for work. So then what you need to do... is how many clocks do you have there, first of all? I have the computer here says you have 4 clocks inside the house.
Sorry, I really don't know why you're ringing me.
How many clock machines do you have, Robert?
I'm ringing off because I'm trying to sleep.
You stupid horse.
I don't really speak to this guy.
You're a stupid horse. Stupid.
He also needs to check the batteries in his smoke alarms.
The battery.
Absolutely.
That's what you do. That's right. Good point. Today's is that really this week that's happening in the UK or is it later? When you
yeah, no, it's on the 25th, British summertime.
Yeah, that's right.
25th. Everybody, GMT plus one.
All our GMT listeners, all our UK listeners, remember, it's a good day to check the batteries right in your smoke alarm. And what else do you do? They always, if it's something you're supposed to do twice a year, they tell you that it's as good as the day to do it.
Oh, in England, we have that.
Boil some eggs, too. It's tradition. Robert.
At least twice a year.
I'll take it.
Brush teeth as well.
Looks like no answer. All right, sorry guys. All right, we got Brian Foster Smith Photography in England. A woman answered there. That's, I guess it must be a personal business. Out of the home, probably. There we go.
Can they take pictures of me?
I can do that.
Brian Foster?
Our soccer club called the Handsome Bull Soccer Club.
One of them says Brian Foster lives in the street. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this Brian?
Brian Foster there.
Brian Foster there, yeah.
Who's speaking?
Yes, this is Brock Rockwell. I'm calling from the UK Time Administration.
What time?
I'm calling from the UK Time Administration Machines.
What's that?
Is Brian Smith there?
Hold on, Brian.
Please hold the line.
It's ringing again.
Please hold the line.
Well, apparently the story was there were 100 copies of pornographic movies were dumped on their street.
And these are the people that were calling on their street?
Well, yeah, they live on the street.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was calling about the pornographic movies that you found on your street. Yes, hello. I was calling about the pornographic movies that were found on your street.
Oh, go away, please.
Well, listen, you're with photography, so we have traced down that you're the person who made these movies.
Now, will you go away?
Well, listen, is that the woman who's in the naked movies? Tell me, please. No? Try them again. Bullshit. Well, no, okay.
You know they're shady if they're open at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, they're home.
Oh.
Nothing.
Next. Porn Street. 21 Porn Street.
It's the porn version of that movie. So now I was like, when I first saw the promo for that, like the first trailer for that a few months ago, I was like, this is gonna suck. What's going on? And now I'm like warming up to that damn movie. Now I might watch it. 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
Yeah. Might. It looks good. I don't know, for some reason, Ice Cube's in it. You never know.
Oh man, he was in this great movie called you know, where he takes the kids on the plane or whatever. Fucking great movie.
Snakes on a Plane?
No, motherfucker. where?
Oh shit, that was funny. Snakes on a Plane. That was an Ice Cube.
Ice Cube's music, he's talking about how awesome he is and how much of a gangster he is, and then he's in stupid fucking movies.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like as like good people.
He's a sellout.
Was that the guy that played Morpheus in The Matrix?
Yes, it is UK Ted. Mm-hmm. That is Ice Cube.
Ice Cube played
and
Morpheus.
He's in Men in Black as well, isn't he? With Tommy.
Yes, he is. He's the black man. They all look the same to UK people, don't they?
You know, speaking of Men in Black 3, I didn't even know that was coming out. I was looking at the trailer for 21 Jump Street, and it linked me to Men in Black 3. Who knew? That looks like it's going to suck.
That's sad. I love those movies.
I looked up Cops, and it led me to Black Men. I was like, what?
Imagine that. Milkman's back. All right. Milkman.
He's still drunk on love.
He's still drunk on pussy juice.
Ugh.
Oh.
Man.
Oh, so, how many potatoes did it cost for a barbarian girl? Like six potatoes or one pig?
I believe the legend of the Bulgarian, the sexiest and the most beautiful women in the world, and I can confirm that right now.
Yeah. There you go.
Is that your second time, Milkman?
Yeah, actually, I'm probably gonna go back for round three here in just a little bit, so I might be disappearing.
She's gonna milk you.
Hey, buddy, it's all right, man. I can't provide. I can't provide. Whole skim, raw, whatever.
We got a Christian missionary group in Tokyo, Japan. Call them and tell them that Christians are not welcome in Japan. And they need to get the fuck out and get real jobs. If you want, he will do the prank gladly. UK Ted. Alright. This is your idea. Okay. Were you a member? Is this what it is? Is this how you ended up in Japan? You were part of this missionary group?
No. Definitely not.
Yeah, right. How did you end up in Japan? Were you in the military? What's going on with that?
No, I was a high school teacher.
You just got out of high school.
Oh, wow.
You were a teacher?
電話の方はしばらくお待ちください。ファックスの方はスタートボタンを押してください。
What? What did it say? Hold? What did it say? Onika iteyo tamaga waru desu. Tentacle porn.
ただいま近くにおりません。ファックスに切り替えます。
Prepare for a loud noise. Well, we got two Japanese speakers here. Neither of them wants to tell me what that was going on. What I missed there, UK Ted, Milkman.
It was a fax machine.
Ah, thank you. Very good. Good point. Yeah, you're awesome. That's just
you're all over that.
Japanese fax machine. Meee! All right, we got a number in Worcester, Mass. A horse trailer for sale, I guess. I don't know. Kate. It says, the name is Kate, the prank premise is horse trailer. Okay, you got it, man.
Let me take this. I got the horse lingo down.
All right, the horse thing. Dirty Aaron. Dirty with the horse. Milkman's dirty with the Bulgarian. Wow. Belgium. What was it?
What's the name, Kate?
Big Kate. Kate Mulgrew.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Is not available.
Yep.
Not good at all. Sorry, Gabe. We tried. I'll try it again. Try it again. I love Richie sending in a requested prank. Tell Richie I love him. There you go, Richie.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What the? That's weird.
Yeah, no, that's that weird guy that's looking for a girlfriend.
That was you.
Who?
That was you. You said to yourself. Carlito.
Who sent that?
I don't know. Some guy that said the name is I Love Richie. Anonymous sender.
Is it written in Bulgarian?
No. Oh, boy. They sent the number in the UK, let's call it. Probably the Bristol police.
Oh, it was Tristan.
Tristan wants to take your cherry, Richie. Watch out, man.
Don't let him take it.
Might as well just let him take it. Get it over.
He'll never get him back.
Forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Isn't Richie like 14?
Something like
pretty
that.
Sure even joking like that is a felony.
No, 15.
Not if you only put the head in.
Depends how old you are and what state you're in. Some places 15's okay if you're 25 or something, right?
There's an entire website devoted to the ageofconsent.com.
Is there really?
Yes. Wow. It breaks it down per state, per age.
There you go, UK.
If you go to that website, seriously, you're going to hell.
I've been there.
That website's a trap.
You know, I said seriously, like, going there to actually use it to, like,
Yep, you'll check your GPS and go straight down to the hell.
Ageofconsent.us.
They'll put a GPS in your box, so when you die, you go straight down to the hell.
Virginia for the Wind Corrupt says, well, they got loose laws. I think the state that has the loosest law is, like, Mississippi. Isn't it, like, 14 for any age or something like that? Or you can get
there's
married?
One state. It's 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
That's Utah.
What if you're related?
No, that's Utah also.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those. One of those. Utah, I think Mississippi, too, is, like, you can be cousins or something. You can be first cousins to get married.
All the first cousins voted for Rick Santorum.
There you go, Rick Santorum. Oh, boy.
Because they're stupid. Shh.
Good point. You know, I was thinking today, at some point we're going to have to endorse somebody on Madhouse, and I have no idea who it's going to be for president.
Ralph Nader.
Obama.
It might be someone. It might be an outsider. I don't think, I mean...
Just whoever's for the Green Party ticket, just that's a safe bet.
I'm pretty sure that's going to... Unless maybe Ron Paul would run separate.
Yeah, I'd say Ron
Paul. I voted for the Green Party in the last elections, and we won.
Okay. Good deal. Okay,
we're the only Green constituency in the UK. I think that's awesome.
Well, the UK voting is weird. You guys don't vote. Isn't it the Parliament votes the president or something stupid? Don't you just vote for the party? Am I wrong?
Well, we vote for... members of parliament, and then the executive branch is drawn from the parliament.
That's not fair.
Which I think is more democratic than the American system, because your executive branch, you only vote for one person, you vote for the president. And then through the spoils system, he can appoint the entire executive branch, he can appoint his cabinet. Whereas in the UK, the cabinet is drawn from elected members of parliament.
That makes more sense because then because every 4 or 8 years you just get a whole new batch of people that are learning how to do the job all over again.
Yeah, nothing gets.
Well, I mean, if the president, say, if Obama died, for example, then Joe Biden would be president. Is that
and
right?
We'd all die after that.
Well, no, but he is not an elected politician. And yet he would be president.
He was a senator. Or was a
yeah, he is. We vote when we voted for when you vote for a president. They run with the vice president, so you're voting for both of them.
Yeah. Well, I think right. Up until, like, not too long ago, you had to vote for the vice president also. Until, like, the mid-1900s, I think. Not anymore, but... You're right.
Okay.
UK Ted, you're right. I'm talking about the past. But yes, it's a ticket. You vote for the ticket. So the ticket is the Obama-Biden ticket. That's how it goes. But still, you got a point.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a point. There's a whole chain. There's a chain of command.
Like everyone in the White House is appointed by the president.
You got a point because if the shit hits the, here it goes. If the president dies, then it's the vice president. Then after that, it's the speaker of the
house. Speaker of the house.
And after that, it's members of the cabinet. Yeah. So there was a movie about like nuclear war. A first strike against by Russia, and like the president was like it, like he couldn't, like everyone presumed the president was dead, but he wasn't. And then it was like a member of the cabinet that took over, and he was like some bumfuck idiot, like he was like some, and it was like the secretary of freaking like education or something, and he didn't know what he was doing. It was like, well, we need to nuke them all, and he wanted to like destroy the whole world or something. I don't know. I forgot what that movie that was.
It's called Battlestar Galactica.
No. James Earl Jones was in that movie. I remember that. It was good.
Star Wars.
Yeah, that's it. Star Wars.
Oh, you mean Coming to America?
No.
You can, UK Ted, you can answer all questions from America with Dr. Dre and the guy from The Matrix.
The guy from the Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, yeah.
And Jonah Hill, because he's in all the movies, too. Just about. He's the white guy in all the movies now.
All right, let's do that Porno Street. Porno Street.
Porno Street.
We should get the number for the entire street, like everybody on the street's number.
There's one
and
number.
And then just call them.
One number. Let me double check this here. Robert. Well, it was in Maidenhead, England. Highfield Lane. I haven't got any more numbers in that. No, bullshit. Yeah.
And the chat, Nunu says, I
think Nunu should call in.
We got another one. We got another one in that neighborhood. This is Frank Easterbrook.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Oh, cheers. Are you drinking at work, Ted?
I'm not at work tonight.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No stapling?
Didn't you notice there wasn't any stapling?
I actually did.
All right, Porno Street. Anybody want this other than me?
Yeah.
All right. Frank Easterbrook.
Huh?
Yes, hello, Frank.
Yes.
Yes, hello. This is Brent Westwood calling from the British Pornography Administration.
What the hell are you calling me for?
Well, we'd like to talk about all the pornography that they found on your street. We've been contracted by the British Parliament to launch an independent investigation into the pornography that you left.
Do you know what the time is?
Yes, exactly. It is 4:40 a.m. GMT.
All right, good night.
No, no, hello, sir.
Sir, oh, man. Yes, I'm the supervisor of the British Pornography District, all right? And you just hung up on my associate, Frank. I don't appreciate that. I'm putting him back on the line. I'll take care of this. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Frankie. Frank, are you there?
What do you want?
Did you leave 100 copies of Big Knockers on your neighbor's lawn as a practical joke? It's okay if you did. I mean, it's funny, but the school children almost saw all of the pornography laying about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about?
No.
Okay. I don't believe you, sir. I think that you left all the copies of Big Knockers out on the street for the children to see. Did you or did you not?
I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Is there anyone in the house we can talk else in the house we can talk to verify that you do not know about the pornography?
No. Well, my wife is here.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
So you don't know anything about monkey dipstick?
I promise you, I do not.
Or big knockers?
No, I haven't a clue.
Haven't a clue. Also, are you ready to change your clocks back?
Change my clock? How do you mean?
Have you done it yet?
What?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Listen, stupid.
I didn't know what you... This is...
So you don't know about the porno, and you don't know what time it is?
It's 4:42 in the morning. I'm in England, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. It is 9:43 p.m. on the West Coast. I have been contracted by the British Parliament to launch an independent investigation about the 100 copies of Big Knoppers dumped on Leafy Street. Do you live on Leafy Street?
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know what you're talking about. It's complete. I just don't know what you're talking about.
I understand. Do you live on Pekingese Road in Maidenhead?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, then why are you wasting my time?
What on earth are you telling me?
Well, I got this phone number from my manager. Is my manager there, UK
yes.
Ted? Can you explain this to me?
UK Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up? Sorry, I was in the upper office. I missed the other call. Is this one of the guy on Leafy Street with his pornography?
Yes,
that's right. He has way too much pornography. Can you translate for us?
This is the man who dumped out 100 copies of a pornographic movie in front of children on Leafy Street. We have him on the line here. UK Ted, please.
There's no... I don't know what you're talking about.
I got a battery, but you got to give me like a minute or two, okay? We just got to do it real quick, though, okay? Because I got a call right after this. Just hang out for a minute.
Hello.
Right. Is this on Pinckney's Road, sir?
No, I'm not. No, I don't live on Pinckney's Road.
Yes, you do. And
I do not.
I think you're lying to me now, sir. I don't think there's any need for you to lie to me.
I just don't understand what's happening here. I do not live on Pinckney's Road.
You live in the you live in the general
why
area,
is
sir.
What number have you got there?
The number we called, idiot. So why
yeah.
is it that you're on our list of numbers to call on Pinckney's Road regarding this incident? And why are you being so evasive? We're asking very simple questions here. And you're being very helpful.
I'm giving you the answer. I do not live on Pinckney's Road.
What about the pornography, then? How many copies?
I do not do pornography.
Do you watch
How many copies of pornography do you have in your home right now?
None.
Mm.
I promise
well,
you,
that's
I have
because
none.
They're all on the street.
Sorry?
Oh, you
did.
Did
your girlfriend find them and you had to throw them all outside?
No.
Oi.
I'm married. I am 76
Mister.
Years old.
Oi, I was on the way to school. I saw it.
Yeah, we have a child here in the line who saw the pornography when you dumped it on the street.
An American child.
An American child.
Good Christian boy.
He's going to go to law school until he saw all that pornography.
There's something horribly wrong here.
Listen,
I did not dump pornography on the street in wherever you're talking about.
Listen, this child keeps masturbating every time now, every time he thinks about the movies. You know what you've done to him? He doesn't
He's
leave
gone
his,
blind, damn it.
He doesn't leave his room. He takes a shower. It takes him like 90 minutes to take a shower. His dad's knocking on the door of the bathroom. Get out. And he's like, oh, I'm not done yet. I'm almost done.
Yeah,
he's
just wants better now.
Why is he taking so long in the bathroom? Tell me.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he's masturbating in the bathroom a lot because of the movies.
Well, what's that got to do with me? You got the wrong number, the wrong person, the wrong
anything.
I just don't understand.
You just seem very evasive. And the fact, if you have nothing, if you did nothing, you have nothing to worry about. If you did nothing wrong.
I think you've made a prank call to us, sir. You submitted this number as a prank, didn't you? You're wasting... the British Parliament's time.
Somebody has given you a wrong number. I don't understand what, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have the correct number there, perhaps?
Do you have one? Ah.
You see? Are you there, sir?
I don't know what this is called.
This is about masturbation and pornography.
On Pekingese Road.
Wow.
Damn, he hung up.
Dude, he stayed on forever.
I'm telling you. I think he wanted to know the story. He was actually kind of interested. Yeah, good times. We got more numbers in that general area. We have about 15, 20 minutes left to show, so we can get to them here. Peter Brass is in the area. There we go. How British a title for a pornography movie is that? For a porno. What is it called? Big Knockers? Huge Knockers?
Big Knockers. The other one is really confusing. It's, goddamn, where is it at? Mucky Dipstick?
I like that. Big Knockers.
Mucky Dipstick.
50 DVDs called Mucky's Dipstick.
I really like Big Knockers. There's an old Reclu prank call where he's like, he's calling the UK and he says, I want to talk to the girl with the big knockers. Yeah, I wish I could play that now. I did find one here. I was looking for that, and I found a 30-second prank that I wanted to play. It's called I'm Looking Through Your Window. I don't remember that at all. Where'd it go? I don't know if anybody remembers that. I'm Looking In Your Window by Reclude.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm bloody brilliant at 5 o'clock.
What? Listen, I'm looking through your window right now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I've got a crank call.
It looks wonderful. Oh, darling.
Oh, my. What the fuck was that? I don't remember that at all. That's pretty funny. Oh, wonderful. You look wonderful. I've been loving you. There you go. Richie, that's what you should say. About the movie. It looks wonderful. That's probably what the movie sounds like. That's what Milkman sounded like with that girl, probably. Oh, that's wonderful. We're picking on Milkman, but I'm happy. He, you know, I'm happy he got a little bit of stank.
A little bit of strange.
A little bit of strange. UK Ted, you know about the G-spot, right? You know how to get to it, right?
It's on Pekingese Road.
Yeah.
It's on the side.
It's on the side. No, it's not. You don't know about the G-spot, Richie. You better learn that. Pretty soon it'll be prom night. So going to be expecting that.
That's when all the rapes happen.
Hello?
Hello?
Peter Brass?
Yes?
Yes, we're calling from the United Kingdom Decency Association.
What association?
The Decency Association. United Kingdom Public Decency Association.
Decency, Peter. Put it down.
No, listen. You're indecent. You've dumped a bunch of pornographic movies in the neighborhood.
Okay.
They said, say, put it down.
It seems like the men just want to stay on the phone forever. The wives have to tell them to hang up the phone.
What's up with Maidenhead? Jeez, I guess Maidenhead. Hello.
You're disturbing me. I'm asleep at night.
Listen, yeah, but...
You're not phoning me up again.
We have a child on the line here who can't stop masturbating because of the movies you dump. You hear him?
You're not phoning me.
Listen. All right, it's clear. You're creeping me out. Peter, we got Peter Crossley, same neighborhood. You guys take this one, please.
Bring it on.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Is Mr. Crosley available?
How can you be calling at 4:30 in the morning?
It's very easy. I just dialed the number.
We dialed the numbers.
Can you please stop calling me at 4:30 in the morning and waking me up?
Okay, listen. Here's the situation. Listen, woman. Here's the situation.
Don't talk to me and call me woman. You're woken me up from a deep sleep.
From
a deep sleep. I don't know where you're ringing from, but it's outrageous.
I'm ringing from Los Angeles. We have been contracted by the British Parliament for a decency investigation. Do you know anything about this?
No, I don't.
Well, someone has left a pile of indecent pornographic movies out on the street in your neighborhood on Pekingese Road.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And by the way, it's 4:53 a.m. GMT. Do you know anything about these movies?
Can you talk to this man, please? He's talking about pornographic stuff.
What's the guy's name again?
Peter.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Peter.
Who are you?
Yes, good morning. This is Brent Westwood calling from the UK Indecency Machine. We have been contracted. We're in the United States. We've been contracted by the British government to launch an independent investigation for decency. Do you know anything about this, sir?
Sorry?
Do you know anything about this, sir?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. So you know nothing of the 100 DVDs of Big Knockers that were left in your neighborhood?
No, I mean, what's the purpose of your call?
I'm calling because the British Parliament has lost an independent investigation regarding indecent films that were left on the street for schoolchildren to see.
Okay, well, what's that going to do with us?
You live in the neighborhood. We're making investigations all through that neighborhood to make sure that this does not happen again. The children could have picked up the DVD and read them, and then
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the United States.
Do you know what time it is here?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is 4:54 a.m. GMT. We want to make sure and get right ahead of this. The Queen has been informed, so we want to make sure we're taking care of this. It's an independent investigation. Do you understand? Investigation.
Yeah, I don't know what you're arguing for, though.
Oh, my God. Put the woman back on the phone if you don't understand what's happening.
Wait, somebody called me?
No, I will not put the woman back on. You just stop the call now.
You will.
And don't bother us anymore.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Let me back up a little bit. Do you know anything about these movies that were left on the street?
Absolutely nothing at all.
Do you live on Pekingese Road?
No, we don't.
Do you live near there?
No.
Well, someone gave us your number.
Well, I don't know who gave you our number, but, you know, this is a ridiculous conversation. So, goodbye.
Horse to you, sir. Horse to you.
Horse to you. What's going on back there?
He hasn't hung up, has he?
Yeah, he's back there arguing.
Oh, wait, don't hang up. It's like that.
He said,
what is that noise?
She was at back there yammering like, he called me woman. let me start this one off here. If they pick up. Clear. Busy. Oh, shit.
I got in trouble for not doing the dishes again.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be doing them. Line is stuck on busy now. Don't think we'll be calling that. I think we'll do one more call and that's going to be a... Oh, no, we got a little bit of time. Never mind me. We got a few more then. Wagon and horses in the same area. Wagon and horses. Whatever.
I doubt it'll be open.
I don't know. The guy answered. According to the Lonesome Loser, knows what he's doing. Guy answered.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how he does that. He gets them to confirm, and then...
It doesn't seem like they're in the right area. They keep, they're not near the...
Well, he's probably trying to get him as close as he can. It's hard just to target.
The wagon and horses is, yeah, I'm looking at it on Google Maps at the moment.
Oh,
I think Mucky's dipstick is probably a better than Big Knockers. I know.
Hello.
This is Wagon and Horses.
Yes.
Yes. This is the we're calling from Chicago, Illinois, United States. We have been contracted by the British Parliament for an independent investigation via the United Kingdom Decency Act. We understand that you've been possibly dumping copies of pornographic videos in the neighborhood, and we need to take a statement immediately. Hello? Did we lose the target? Lose the patient? Yeah. You guys do better than I do, I guess. I'll try them again. You guys do it this time.
Again.
What?
Yes, good morning, sir. This is Brent Westwood calling from the British Independent Investigation Machine for Decency.
Yeah, no. He's gone, yep. Shit. Alrighty. What else we got? Let's take a look here. Well, the calls on Google Voice stopped, so I appreciate whoever the troll was. Thank you for understanding and not doing that anymore. Thank you. I hope this leads to an era of peace between us. From now on, no more of that. Thank you. We got another number here from someone who says, I still love Richie. I'm gay. We got a number for Sarah, where we should ask for Sarah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Oh, my God.
OMG. Laugh out loud.
Our bell rolling on floor. Laughing.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable.
No answer there. I think I'm going to call it a night. I think it's time, guys. Thank you. I'm going to call Milkman back and get him to...
Thanks, Carlito. Have a good night, man.
Well, thanks, Richie. You too, man. Have a good weekend. See you later, buddy.
See you.
All right, Richie.
There goes Richie. And then we'll say goodbye to Dirty Aaron. Thank you. You did good work tonight. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Yeah. All right, there he's gone. UK Ted, your turn. See you. Bye.
Cheers, guys.
See you later, man. Good work tonight. Thanks. And let's rendezvous back up here with the king of rendezvous tonight, Milkman. Taught us all a lesson about how to rendezvous. Zyklon never got back on the line on the conference, on the show. Sorry, Zyklon. I'm an asshole. But it was good having you in the beginning of the show. You helped help me out a little bit. Oh, shit. Ted Webb was calling. Look at all these people who tried to call. Ted Webb tried to call in. Sorry, Ted Webb. You got a little busy, man. Ted Webb, good people. Tabachi is trying to call in too. Sorry, man, missed that. Sorry, bro. Oh, I wanted to mention, a few people asked me, what's up with the podcast? I updated it right before the show, literally minutes before the show started. That episode is up. I haven't posted it on Facebook or in the forums yet, but it did hit the podcast. Last week's show is up there. I'm trying not to get behind. I tried to edit it Tuesday, but I didn't get to finish it. Yesterday I was too tired, and then I got home and I finished editing it as fast as I could, but wasn't able to finish it, you know, until just before the show started. So there, enough excuses. Wanted to mention also this weekend, guys, you should play Battlefield 3, all the PS3 players, you know, AMD, Richie. I meant to ask Richie before I hung up on him. Let's play some Battlefield. Colosso is the only... Colosso and Mikey129 have been the only ones that I've been playing with online. Playing Battlefield 3 multiplayer with. So, if you're a PS3 player and you want to play Battlefield 3 with me and some of the Madhouse listeners this weekend, maybe Saturday would be a good day. Saturday? Let's plan for Saturday night around 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My username is Carlitus, Carlitus hyphen, as in dash, and then X, Carlitus X. And some of the other guys are out there, too. Also, if they want to share in the chat room, share what your screen name is on PS3 Network, that'd be awesome, okay? On the PSN, whatever it is called. Let's call Milkman back and end it. I want to thank everyone who's been visiting the website lately. Anyone that's been on the active on the forums, not many of you, but those of you who are, much appreciated. Thank you, guys. We'll be back next week with more Show Machine. see if Milkman is busy or not.
Hello?
Hey, Milkman.
Hi, the money store.
Sorry, man. I'm going to call you after the show because I got to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. But, I cut you off because you had a customer and I just knocked you out. Sorry, man. Just, you know.
You heard it?
I heard you talking to a customer and I disconnected it. I didn't want you to get embarrassed.
Oh, I had it muted. I'm sorry. I might have accidentally bumped it then. I had it muted, man. I'm sorry about that.
No, no
worries.
That's
unintentional. Yeah, also, I wouldn't do that on purpose.
Yeah, I meant to mention, real quick, I meant to mention a Dirty Aaron. I know Dirty Aaron picked up Battlefield 3, so for PlayStation, yeah, we could definitely get with me and we'll play that this weekend also, hopefully, Dirty Aaron, if you still had Battlefield 3, if you haven't returned it or something. We'll do that.
Uh-huh.
All right, Milkman, get us out of here, man. What's going on?
All right, hermanito, my friend. I'd like to thank all our friends out there and our lovely listeners. Especially like to thank our numbers, Hitman, everybody that's sending numbers tonight, all our skit appearances, all our friends in the chat, all of our friends over Cactus Radio. I'd like to thank you, Cacti Radio as well. I'd like to thank you, especially our listeners. That's right, our good friends. You are tuned in to the most interactive internet radio show right here in your earballs. All we ask is you give us the time and we will drop the dime. Bring a friend or better yet, bring an enemy because they're all welcome right here at the Madhouse. And what will we do without our fearless leader, the Generalissimo, the Madhouse, Hermanito! Great love, brother. Great love, my friend.
There we go. Pretty quick. All right, Milkman. Again, I will be calling you after the show here. I'm going to play an outro and wrap things
Alrighty.
Up. All right, catch you next week. Everybody else, thanks for being on with us tonight. I want to thank a lot of people personally who've been donating even on the off weeks, even during the week.
Oh, thank you. Dear friend.
Yeah, I only asked once, and the donations keep coming in, and that's all that's, you know.
Oh, man, that's so appreciated.
All I did was I connected Skype to that PayPal account, so it keeps the prank calls going. So that helps out, man. Every a dollar even helps out, and buying some credits pays for a bunch of a dollar pays for like about 40 minutes worth of UK calls, you know, and it helps out, man.
Yeah, we bless each and every one of you. We only use them just for our show. You know, we're not going to blow your money at all,
nope.
Man. It all goes for good cause. You can tune in and hear our views right here every Thursday.
At the end of the year, I'll even post a financial report for Madhouse so you see I'm not wasting the money.
Yeah.
I might use some of the funds here and there for like a fiver, like a $5 here for like a little Madhouse promo on Fiverr.com or something. But it's going towards the show. It's not going towards me.
There you go.
There you go. All right, Milkman, take it easy. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right, my brother. Okay.
MadhouseLive.com, Cacti Radio, Blue Planet, Prank Archive had us on tonight.
Jim Stewart
had us on tonight. There you go. See you later, guys.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.